I was driving to work this morning thinking I will be here in 2 months, it'll be 10 years. And you're like my real family. Isn't that tragic? I got a call from my mother this morning who wished me a happy birthday and hinted around the fact that I wasn't making enough money. If you can call, are you still making that same salary, honey? A hint. And my ex-wife used to say the same thing, although she never used the word honey. So maybe in 3 years I can double my income?
Good luck.
4 years?
Maybe.
Okay. So you're great people to work with, and this is a great present. And I wish I could squeeze all of you into one pretty woman. And if you'd like to go to my office, I'll try. Thanks a lot.
I'll be home in an hour.
Why?
I'm taking Daniel to get his new car.
I'm starving.
All right.
What do you get?
BMW convertible.
Oh, my God. Leather?
Leather?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want one.
All right. Kiss Alex for me.
I want one.
She says happy birthday.
Hey, these are really great. Thanks a million.
That's stuff I like.
It's great. Why do you drive this?
What?
I'm curious. I see people driving these things. What do you know that I don't? Are floods coming? Hoover Dam broke? What's going on?
I like this car.
It's not a car. It's a battering ram. This is what Patton drove.
Hey, you, soldier. Follow us.
Make fun, but in an 8.5 earthquake, you'll beg for a Jeep.
In an 8.5 earthquake, I'll beg for a coffin.
So what are you doing today?
I'm going to take a long drive.
Alone?
Unless somebody comes with a car.
Be alone on your birthday?
What better day to be alone? I don't have that hang-up like other people do about your birthday and parties. You were born alone, you should celebrate it. Celebrate aloneness. That's what birthdays are for.
Yeah, I never thought of it like that.
It's a pitiful theory.
Yeah, sure.
Look, I've had these cards before,
yeah.
And I know there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The smell is making me sick.
No, that's a normal smell, Mrs. Bernstein. That's protective coating. It's not oil burning.
I think it's oil.
You look fantastic. You lose weight?
Did I what?
No, I was talking to someone else. Did any of the lights come on the dash, dear?
I don't think so.
Well, that means you're okay. If there's any trouble, they come on. Miss Bernstein, we have a little saying around here. If you really smell something and you don't see lights, try dry cleaning.
Try what?
She has no sense of humor.
Dry cleaning?
Yeah, tell you what. If it smells on Monday, you bring it in.
I'm very worried.
I'm sure it's nothing.
Well, I'm sure it's something.
Okay.
I'm on my way in.
Trouble with one of the new cars?
Oh, no, she's a lunatic. Boy, you have lost a lot of weight.
How could I lose a lot of weight? You saw me 3 days ago.
You look different. Why? What is it?
I don't know. I just wrote you a check for $39,000.
Ah, that's it. That's the look. 39 grand lighter. Let's go get it, huh?
Let's get her.
Woo!
That's a normal smell.
Hey, what do you got in the box?
It's my birthday. They gave me a compact disc player.
Hey, happy birthday.
You got a CD player in the car.
No, I don't.
You paid for it.
No, I didn't.
You said you wanted the best radio. The best radio comes with a CD. Don't worry. You'll love it. There she is.
Wow.
It's gorgeous.
Look at it. It looks huge. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
That's not it. That's a 750. That's it. What a cutie.
Gee, try not to show the 750 first. My car looks like a turd now.
I'm going to level with you. If I had to choose between this car and yours, I'd take yours every time.
You're an idiot, Jim.
Catch the mood, what happens? Around the corner.
come to me.
Judgment City. You've just had quite a little journey, so for now, relax and enjoy the ride. Considering the transformation you've just been through, you really won't have any choice. Now, if we've done our work correctly, you should all be from the western half of the United States. Even though this isn't the Earth, our surroundings should seem pleasing and very familiar to you. Exactly why you're here and what you'll be doing will be explained later. No need to worry about that now. Soon we will be dropping you off at your hotel. You will sleep the night, and tomorrow when you wake, you'll feel wonderful and raring to go. You'll find many activities for your enjoyment here in Judgment City. For example, how many like to play golf? You won't be able to get your hands up just yet, but good. We have 3 championship golf courses. So sit back and have fun. You're all going to be here for the next 5 days, and we want you to enjoy yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Continental Hotel. Those staying here will be escorted from the tram. The rest of us will depart momentarily. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. My name is Stan. Because of what you've just been through, you'll want to go directly to your room and go fast asleep. You're already checked in. You have nothing to worry about tonight. Everything will be explained to you in the morning. Have a good rest. If you have any questions, I'm here to help. Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Miller, this is your room. Make yourself at home. I'll be right back. This way, please, sir. Sir, all the clothing you'll need for the time you're here is in this closet. We call these tupas. They're like caftans. They're quite comfortable and they fit everyone.
Would you like to shower, or are you too tired?
You're too tired?
I understand. There are 5 channels of programming on the television. Channel 3 will tell you all about Judgment City. Have a wonderful night's sleep, and if I can do anything for you, I'm at your service. I'd be very surprised if you found anything in there, but I appreciate the attempt. Sleep well.
Glad you could make it, Leonard. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Mr. Diamond.
Who's prosecuting?
Lena Foster.
She's going to have a field day with this one.
She lost last Thursday.
Really? There is a God. Okay, call him up, please.
Oh. Hello?
Mr. Miller?
Yes?
Hold on for Bob Diamond, please.
Who?
Daniel?
Yes?
Diamond here. How are you, my friend? Good sleep?
Yes.
Amazing, isn't it? Listen, you're going to get up, get showered, you're going to put on some of those nice clothes, you're going to take a tram downtown, and you're going to come see me this morning. You have any idea what's going on?
No.
Well, in a nutshell, you're here to defend your life, and I'm going to help you.
Defend my life?
In a few hours, you're going to be smarter than anyone you've ever met. Sound exciting?
Yeah, I guess.
It is, believe me. Say, did you eat breakfast yet?
No.
I've got some good news for you. It's not only the best food you'll ever have, but you can eat all you want.
I can what?
As long as you're here, you can eat all you want. It won't affect you physically, and you won't gain weight. So pig out, eat 30 hot cakes. I'll see you at 11.
I can eat all I want?
Eat everything. Take care.
Hello?
You never loved me. You never loved me for a second.
I've loved you from the first day I met you.
When was the first day you met me? Do you remember?
Don't do this to me, Karen. Of course I remember.
What's my middle name?
You never told me that.
That's the first thing I told you.
In which life?
In which life?
That's it, Lenore. You tried, you failed. The game's over for you. Stay here, and someone will come get you. Stu, the decision is yours. Do you want to stop here or face your fear?
Face the fear.
He's facing his fear. He's facing his fear.
You might just get a hole in one. Say, want to eat a lot? Ted's House of Buffet says you can have everything you see, plus more. Our chefs will cook it, but they won't look. Like the horseback ride, Judgment Stables, open till sunset, welcomes you. If your trial's through early, come take a 2-mile ride with us. You'll have fun.
Good morning.
Good morning.
With the eyes, I pray thee.
So, what's good here?
Everything we have is sensational.
How's the cheese omelet?
Sensational.
I'll take it. And some orange juice.
I'll be right back.
Wow. This wasn't made for somebody else, was it?
No, this was made just for you.
That fast?
Fast and delicious. Eat all you want.
Oh, my. Mmm.
Mr. Miller?
Mmm. Delicious.
That's nice. A red tram is leaving right now that will get you into town by 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure you're on time, I think you should leave now.
These are the best eggs I've ever had. Ever.
Of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Inner City Transit System. Please remain seated until your vehicle comes to a complete stop. Never exit the tram while it's in motion because of the electronic field that's set up around the moving vehicle. It is very dangerous. Thank you.
So young. AIDS?
Oh, no. Car accident.
Oh, my God. But you feel okay now, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, me too. Isn't it amazing? Is this what you thought it would be? I certainly didn't.
I don't know what it is yet, do you?
No, I guess I don't. You make me think of my little poodle. Do you have a dog?
I did have a dog, yeah.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you about my dog. I had a little... Have you got a while?
Yeah, go ahead.
They let us on the train those days. We didn't have to put him in the baggage car. And every time the conductor was coming around, he knew it. And he crawled down in the corner of the baggage car. Did you ever have a dog?
You asked me that twice.
What'd you say?
Yes.
What did I say?
You said it's wonderful.
Well, it is.
Mr. Miller, welcome. I'm Helen, one of Mr. Diamond's assistants.
Oh, hi.
Would you come with me, please?
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Looks familiar, doesn't it?
I was just thinking that.
Well, that's how it was designed, so it can be as stress-free for you folks as possible. By the way, if there's anything we can do to make it more like Earth, we have suggestion boxes on almost every corner. We'd like to hear from you.
You know, if you really want to make this whole place seem more like Earth, you should start building some of those mini malls.
You know, it's funny you should say that. Six of them just opened up outside of town. I hear they're lovely. Personally, I don't think I would use them because I don't like yogurt, and I love doing my own nails. Mr. Diamond will be with you in just a moment.
Daniel, Bob Diamond.
Hi.
Come on in. How are you? Sit down, my friend.
What are you looking at? What's wrong?
You look good in that tupa. Some people don't, but you do. It's flattering to you.
Thanks.
So, is this what you thought it would be?
Thought what would be? Where am I? Is this heaven?
No, it isn't heaven.
Is it hell?
No, it isn't hell either. Actually, there is no hell. Although I hear Los Angeles is getting pretty close. Well, Daniel, let me tell you what's going on. When you're born into this universe, you're in it for a long, long time.
you have many different lifetimes. And after each lifetime, there's an examining period, which you're in now. You see, every second of every lifetime is always recorded. And as each one ends, we sort of look at it. Look at a few of the days, examine it. And then if everybody agrees, you move forward.
What do you mean move forward?
I mean move forward, continue onward. The point of this whole thing is to keep getting smarter, to keep growing, to use as much of your brain as possible. For example, I use 48% of my brain. Do you know how much you use?
47?
3.
I'm sorry?
3?
I use 3% of my brain?
Yes, don't worry about it. Everybody on Earth uses 3% of their brain. 3 to 5%. And that's why they're there.
3%? 3%? You mean nobody on Earth uses more than that?
When you use more than 5% of your brain, you don't want to be on Earth, believe me. Well, not that your takeout places aren't lovely, but there are many more exciting destinations for smarter people. Now, being from Earth as you are and using as little of your brain as you do, your life has pretty much been devoted to dealing with fear.
It has?
Well, everybody on Earth deals with fear. That's what little brains do.
What are little brains?
That's what we call you folks behind your back. Forgive me.
Who are you?
Well, I'm just like you. I was on Earth a long time ago. But I advanced. I moved forward. I got over my fears, and I got smarter. Did you have friends whose stomachs hurt?
Every one of them.
It's fear. Fear is like a giant fog. It sits on your brain and blocks everything. Real feelings, true happiness, real joy. They can't get through that fog. But you lift it, and buddy, you're in for the ride of your life.
God, my 3% is swimming. What are you reading?
You wouldn't understand this. It's just numbered.
You read numbers?
Yes, sir.
So I'm on trial for being afraid.
Well, first of all, I don't like to call it a trial. Second of all, yes.
Well, what if I'm guilty? What happens to me?
Don't think innocent or guilty. Worst comes to worst, you'll go back to Earth and you'll try it again.
Well, what do? You just keep going back until you get it right?
Well, you don't keep going back. Eventually, they'll throw you away.
Have I been to Earth before?
Oh, yeah.
How many times?
Approaching 20.
Is that a lot?
I was there 6.
Oh, my God. So I'm the dunce of the universe.
Don't be silly. We've had people who've been there 100 times. I wouldn't want to hang out with any of them, but I've seen them.
If you're defending me, is there a prosecutor?
Damn good one. Lena Foster. We call her the Dragon Lady.
That's our prosecutor? Who does she work for?
The universe. You see, the universe is like a big machine, and you and I are parts. Now, they don't want a part to get through unless it's ready. A bad part gets through, and the whole machine breaks down. So that's what we're here for, to make sure you're ready.
So what do they want to look at exactly?
I can't tell you that exactly, but I can tell you it's 9 days from your life.
9 days. So my trial goes on for 9 days?
No, all the trials go on for 4 days. Over that time, we're looking at 9 days or episodes from your life.
Which days? Tell me that.
I'm not allowed.
Is that a normal number? High, low, is that a good number? Normal?
You're very concerned about normal, aren't you? Kind of cute. I prefer 7, but 9's fine. Some people have 12. Say, you hungry?
Starving. I didn't even eat. I had one bite and then I got on the trance.
Well, Mr. All You Can Eat, let's stop. Come on. We have about 400,000 residents here. We service half of the United States dead. That's about 2,500 people a day.
Do children come here?
Children don't have to defend themselves. When a child is taken, they automatically move forward. Isn't that nice?
What about teenagers?
Too much trouble. They go elsewhere. We tried for a while, but they damaged the tubas. Too rowdy. What about your chicken? How you like it?
Oh, delicious.
Yeah.
What are you eating?
Oh, you would like this.
What is it? What does it taste like?
You're curious, aren't you?
Good. I like that about you. You want to try?
Yeah. Looks so weird.
Oh, my God. A little like horse shit, huh? Well, as you get smarter, you begin to manipulate your senses. This tastes much different to me than it does to you.
Oh! This is what smart people eat?
So talk to me, Daniel. Tell me about your life. You feel you had any problems?
Well, sure, I had some problems. Everybody has problems, don't they?
Everybody on Earth? Yeah. Did you give a lot to charity?
What do you mean a lot?
A lot of money. Did you donate things? Now, this isn't a good or bad thing. It's just merely my curiosity.
Well, I mean, I'm sure I could have given more. I gave a lot to people on the street, but you never get a receipt. How much do you have to give? What's the total?
Don't worry about it. Relax. But there was one person you were really cheap with. Over again. I wish you'd been more generous with him.
Who?
You. Well, I gotta go. I'm late.
Where do you go now?
You wouldn't understand. I don't mean that as an insult. I mean it literally. Get out tonight. Have some fun. Say, you know what you might try? Get over the Past Lives Pavilion.
What is that?
It's where you see some of the people you've been before.
What?
Yeah.
You see yourself in other lives?
Ah, most people love it. But some it makes nauseous.
Don't worry about it.
All right. Take care. Listen, you like that chicken? You want to take it with you? They love putting things in bags around here. If you need to talk to me at any time, just call me up. I never sleep.
Never? Well, I had another question.
See you.
Okay, I'll call you later.
Already checked in. You have nothing to worry about tonight. Everything will be explained to you in the morning. Have a good rest. If you have any questions, I'm here to help. Thank you.
If I told you how old this man was, you wouldn't believe me. Should I tell him? Huh? Should I? We're talking light years. Light years! He looks good, though. No prostate, but he looks fine. Come on, you're looking at me like stunned sheep. Come on, folks. What is this, a white sale? Come on! Well, folks, I'm going to tell you a little story. About a year ago, this little brain comes in here. I'm talking, and this is documented. 0.5% of his brain at the most. He orders a piece of pie. He forgets what it is. He looks down, doesn't know what it is. Well, I know what it is. I'm looking, it's a piece of pie. I say, what the hell are you doing? He says, I'm waiting to make a call. So what does that look like, a phone? He says, it is a phone. Well, the joke is on me. He picked up the pie, called his mother. Folks, come on, please, stay with me here. You're on trial, not me, okay? Hi, what's your name?
Arthur.
Hi, Arthur. And where were you from?
Denver. Lovely city, Denver, Arthur. Did you ski?
No. No. How'd you die?
I was in a coma.
I'm sorry. How long were you in a coma?
I really don't know.
Let's play a game, Art. Elvis, living or dead?
Living.
Long coma, Art.
Long coma.
Have a nice day. Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Ernie.
Hi, Ernie. You having a good time here in Judgment City?
Oh, it's fun. Food's good.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Have you been to the stables, a little exercise? You like the horseback ride?
Not very much. Good.
Oh, there's a nice-looking young man over there. Hi, how'd you die?
On stage, like you.
Pretty funny. Maybe you should come up here, huh?
No, thank you.
Well, of course he doesn't want to come up here. You know why? Because this is very hard work. But I love to do it. And I love you little brains. Matter of fact, Have you heard any new little brain jokes lately? Well, they're all around.
Hi.
I know you, right?
I hope so. Who are you?
Two.
I'm Julia.
Well, hi. I'm Daniel.
Hi.
You know me?
You like these?
Well, I thought I did.
You weren't in the bus, were you?
What bus?
I hit a bus.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Oh, good. Sit down.
I'm sorry. You really look so familiar to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm the only man in here under 100.
Yeah. Could be it.
Check the time. You know, I want to tell you a true story. This really happened. About 3 months ago, these six dead people come in. Now, I know how you
obviously,
guys love
humor has nothing to do with brain size.
I like it.
Obviously.
But they come in here, order
do you want to take a walk or something? Or? You want to stay? Keep the show.
Well, I have to. That's my dad.
All of a sudden, whoop, one of them cuts the cheese.
I'm kidding.
Even a second. Oh, yeah, we had a big house.
That would be so sad for me.
I'm entertaining the six pigs. So the moral of the story is, folks, if you got a fart, go outside.
Let's go, please.
Folks, please. Please, folks. You don't want to miss the song.
We'll get the record.
Please.
Okay.
Right now, Ed and I would like to do a beautiful song. I know it's one of your favorites. We'd like to do it a little bit different. This one's from me to you. That was life. Ooh, ah. That's how you lived it. And now you little brains are here to defend it.
I'm glad we stayed.
But I know
let's
you're gonna
go.
Do just swell. And if not, you'll go to hell. I'm just kidding.
What's that?
Come on.
Please.
I don't believe you. You'll make a great baby in the next life.
Didn't anyone ever tell you you carry yourself very stiffly?
Leave me alone. I'm dead. All right.
How many days are you looking at?
My lawyer says 9.
You call him a lawyer?
What do you call yours?
Sam.
You call him by his first name?
Yeah.
It never occurred to me to do that. I bet you called everybody by their first name, didn't you? Like, what was your butcher's name?
Pete.
What about your mailman?
Jesse. What was your mailman's name?
I have no idea. He was coming to my house for over a decade, and I couldn't tell you.
Didn't you even get him a Christmas present or
anything? Yes, liquor, but I just put it in the box.
Uh-huh. I don't suppose you had a butcher.
Steve Rubin.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Steve.
Well, he wasn't a professional butcher. He was just a good buddy who had the equipment, and he liked to cut meat. Well, you'd bring him a steak, he'd cut it, he'd stand for a while and go home. So how many days are you looking at?
4.
That's all? I guess that means he'll go on.
Oh, I hope so. Sam thinks so.
Sam does?
Yeah.
I hope you and Sam are very happy. I'll write you from hell.
I like this. Were you married?
Yes.
Children?
No. What about you?
Well, I had a little girl and I adopted a little boy.
How old were they?
Stephanie was 7 and Adam was 9.
I bet they miss you, huh?
I'm sure they do. I miss them. But I feel okay about it. Don't you?
Well, I didn't really know them that well.
No, I mean, it does. It feels okay, doesn't it? They say they make it that way so that we can get down to work, so we can look at our lives without any distraction.
I know my lawyer, Bob, told me the same thing.
Yeah? But wouldn't you call this a distraction?
Yes. But isn't eating all you want a distraction?
Oh, isn't that the best? Isn't it the best? I had a dream 6 months ago that I would go to a place where I could eat as much as I wanted, and now I'm here!
Do you think you were dreaming about this place?
No. I think I was dreaming about Sizzler. There was one a block from my house.
What about your husband? Did you have a good marriage?
Parts of it were okay. How about your wife?
I got married too young, that's all I can say.
How old were you?
71.
What's she look like?
Very pretty, too pretty.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Well, I have this theory that you should be with another person who's just good-looking enough to turn you on. Any excess brings problems. She was much prettier than I needed.
Never heard that theory before.
So you like your lawyer? Are you happy with him?
Brilliant. You know how big his brain is?
I just came from a world filled with penis envy. Now I'm in a world with brain envy. No? How big is his brain?
What is this?
It's my hotel.
This is your hotel?
Yeah. Where are you staying?
Obviously at the place for people who weren't very generous and didn't adopt anybody. I'm at the Continental. Come over one day. We'll paint it. Listen, tomorrow after the trials, you want to have dinner?
Oh, I can't tomorrow.
You can't?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, you can't have plans here already. What am I supposed to do, call you in 2 weeks?
Well, no, Sam's just having a small dinner party. He said that there are going to be some very, very smart people there. And he asked me if I wanted to go.
Sam again. I hope you're not dating your defender. I just know in my heart it's wrong.
Well, I'll call you after the dinner.
Okay.
We can talk on the phone.
Good. It'll give me time to have sex with my prosecutor.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Champagne and caviar are now being served in the blue room.
Daniel, right here. How you feeling, buddy?
Doing pretty good.
You doing all right?
I'm doing okay.
Let's go.
Nervous?
No. Should I be?
I wouldn't be. What did you do last night?
I met this amazing woman.
You met a girl? You're kidding me.
What are you laughing at?
It just sounds funny. 2 days after the car accident, you're in love. Go figure. I can't believe it. I've done this a million times, and every time it feels like new. Here we are. Ready?
Hello, Robert.
Well, if it isn't my old friend. I heard we lost last Thursday, didn't we?
Leave it to you to greet me with that.
Heard about fair play, I think.
I'm going to get you. I promise. Good morning.
Good morning. Don't make conversation.
Are you two feuding?
It isn't a feud. Feuding's just one time you liked each other. We never did.
There should be a mistrial here. This is a mistrial.
This isn't a trial.
And it's a miss, whatever it is. You two are already fighting.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Miller, I'm sure your defender has explained all of the basics to you, but let me just say, even though this feels like a trial, it really isn't. It's just a process that helps us decide. And as imperfect as it may be, we think it works quite well.
What you're going to see in the screen, Mr. Miller, will look and feel so real to you, you might be a little uneasy at first. But just relax. After a while, I think it will become pleasurable to you. They tell me it feels something like 3D. Any questions, Mr. Miller?
Miss Foster, you may begin.
Thank you, Your Honors. Over the course of the following 4 days, I will attempt to show that Daniel Miller, while he's a quality human being, is still held back by the fears that have plagued him lifetime after lifetime. I believe that I can show, without a shadow of a doubt, that he must once again be returned to Earth to work on this problem. May we begin in childhood, please? Could we go to 11-4-19?
By the way, Mr. Miller, that signifies you're 11 years, 4 months, and 19 days old. Is that clear?
I think so.
Well, in other words, if I said 9/2/17, you would be 9 years, 2 months, and 17 days old.
I understand.
Wow.
Realistic, isn't it, Mr. Miller?
Hey, Miller, look what I found. Come on, give me that.
Make me.
So
you know why you're not going to make me? Because I'll beat the shit out of you.
You couldn't beat the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah?
Chicken!
Oh, that's too bad. Listen, why don't you come over to my house later, and I'll help you glue it back together.
Mr. Miller, would you tell us what you were feeling as you watched that episode?
It felt strange to watch myself. Is that what you mean?
No, I mean emotionally. What kind of feelings did this bring up?
Frustration?
It's not a test. There's no right answer. Is that what you felt? Frustration?
I guess.
Do you know why you were afraid?
I object. How did we introduce the word afraid all of a sudden from frustration to afraid? This is already pronouncing him guilty. Could we use another word, please?
What word would you use?
What word would I use? How about restraint? I think the little boy was quite dignified.
Restraint?
Yes, ma'am. May I show you what I mean?
Be my guest.
Your honors, maybe go to 1/8/17, please.
What are you accusing me of?
Nothing.
What are you accusing me of? Nothing. Why don't you say it to my face?
What are you talking about?
What did
about?
You ever think about my problem?
Just lower your voice.
Lower my voice?
You said you wouldn't yell in front of the baby.
The baby? It's always the baby. What about me? I live here, too. This is my house, too. I work very, very hard to pay for this house.
You
no, you don't. The minute I earn it, you go out and spend it.
What do you mean? You think I spend too much money?
Yes.
All I do is scrap.
Look, if you don't like it, why don't you get on your high horse and get out of here?
God, stop it.
No.
This happens every time you drink.
Oh, please, lecture time. It's lecture time. Why don't you just sit out and enjoy the lecture?
Please.
Don't touch me.
Just...
In that one brief, extraordinary moment when that baby in his father's eyes linked, this child learned the meaning of restraint. He wasn't afraid. He was mature. He was nonviolent, dignified, I call it. Now, my colleague may believe in hitting first and asking questions later, but we're not all that way.
I resent that. Let's ask Mr. Miller. Mr. Miller, in the schoolyard, did you want to hit that child back?
Well, I wanted to hit him back, but I felt restraint.
Felt restraint, I see. And do you think that restraint is the best course of action every single time in every case?
No.
Wouldn't this have been a case to not restrain yourself? I believe if you'd have stuck up for yourself, this event would not have haunted you throughout your entire lifetime. You never got this out of your mind. You always thought about it, didn't you?
Hold on a second. People think about lots of things throughout their entire lifetime. You're going to isolate this one incident?
Aren't we here to isolate incidents? Or maybe I don't understand the job. Your honors, to save valuable time, I submit 11/4/19 as shown, without further comment.
Mr. Diamond?
I'm fully satisfied. I love watching this kid.
Mr. Miller, is there anything you'd like to say?
I feel very good about the restraint idea.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Mr. Diamond, you're up.
Your Honors, while we're still in childhood, I'd like to show something which I feel is absolutely extraordinary. Could we go to 10-9-15, please?
I'm on probation for stealing those books. Now they're going to think I stole this. I'm going to be expelled.
You won't be expelled.
Of course I will. I'm already on probation. I'm in big trouble.
Good afternoon, class.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bodworth.
Continue working on the assignments you started last Tuesday.
Here, take these.
Really? I'll say I lost mine.
But you'll get in trouble.
Just do it.
Daniel, where are your supplies?
I left them at home.
You left them?
I lost them.
What did you do? Lose them or leave them?
Well, both. I left them and I lost them.
Where are your supplies, Daniel? What's going on? Do you know how much these things cost? Class, tell Daniel how much the paints cost.
$10.
And the brushes?
$3.
What's the total?
$13.
If you don't have any paint, you can't be an artist, Daniel. It's just like you can't be a swimmer unless you get in the water. You've got to have paint. You understand that?
Yeah.
This is careless behavior. I'll have to call your father after school today.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have to figure out a way for you to pay for this.
Yeah.
You got in quite a bit of trouble for that, didn't you, Dan?
Yes.
But you felt your friend would have been punished worse.
Yes.
Your Honor's at 10 years old. He showed the kind of courage that most adults never find. I let the life stand for itself here.
Could we go to 10-9-15? It's the evening of that same day. Thanks.
How are you going to get the money to pay for this?
I don't know.
I am very, very disappointed in you.
Sorry.
No, we're going to have to punish you severely.
We don't have to punish me?
Yes, we do. First of all, no television for a month.
I didn't do it. Steve did it. It was Steve's fault.
What are you saying to me?
Steve lost the paints. He probably stole them just like he stole the books. I didn't do it. You got to believe me.
Steve?
Yeah. Hey, punish him.
What happened to your friend Steve? Do you remember, Mr. Miller?
What do you mean?
He was expelled from school 2 days later. Isn't that what happened to him?
I thought he left on his own.
What's the point, please?
I'm trying to look at the results of what you call a courageous action. Mr. Miller might have acted bravely in the classroom, but we just watched him crumble a few hours later. And why? At the threat of no television?
I was 10 years old. Television is everything to a 10-year-old. It's like heroin. You can't just pull it away. And I never wanted to watch television. My parents made me because they wanted to go out, and I got hooked.
Your Honors, Miss Foster and I have had this argument for a long time. I think the act itself is what's important, but she wants to keep enlarging it until everything loses its meaning. If I fix the flat tire on your car, and 2 years later I lose your garden hose, according to you, I'm not going to get any credit for the flat. I'm just a dumb guy who lost the hose. And let me suggest this. Did we ever stop to think that this young boy had a bond with his father? I don't think it had anything to do with the friend. I just think Daniel couldn't lie to his dad. That's all.
You're nodding, Mr. Miller. Does that mean that you agree with Mr. Diamond?
Oh, yes. I had a bond with my father. I pretty much never lied to him.
You never lied to your father? Would you like me to show you at least 500 examples?
I said pretty much never lied. I didn't say I never, ever lied. You have to lie sometimes in an emergency. But it doesn't mean that the bond is affected. If you've got the bond's always there. And if you have to lie occasionally, you're not going to interfere with the bond. You know, the bond can wait for a little lie, and
the end. It's there for you. You know, sometimes in the middle of a lie, I found that the bond would kick in. Maybe squeeze a little truth out.
Wrap it up.
I'm through.
Very good day.
Very pleased.
She's tough, isn't she?
If I told you how tough, my friend, you wouldn't sleep. Believe me. Well, I'm off. You call me if you need me. What are you doing this evening? Going out with that gal?
I can't. She's busy.
Busy? Ah! Well, I'll be damned.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Some sake.
Sake. I want sake.
Sake.
How are you tonight?
Very good.
Thank you.
Ah, thank you.
What's good here?
Everything we have. Everything.
What's this?
Looks like a worm.
That's a legend food.
What does it taste like?
You're going to throw up.
Okay. Let me have the tuna.
Tuna.
Yeah.
Okay. Tuna. There we go, tuna!
Ooh, very fast.
Very fast. So I've been told.
Delicious.
Do you like it?
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you.
So how many days are you looking at?
Hmm?
How many days are you looking at?
Nine?
Mm-hmm. 9 days? Oh my God. 9 days!
9 days!
Thank you very much. 9 days! You better have more sake.
You got 9 days.
Yeah.
I have 15. Name's Frank.
Danny. 15 days?
Mm-hmm. Is that a lot?
I don't know.
How'd you die, Dan? May I call you Dan?
Yeah. I got hit by a bus. What about yourself?
I'm shot in the head.
Really? Murder?
No. Hunting accident. Some putz with bad eyesight thought I was an animal. How'd you make your living, Dan?
Advertising. What about yourself?
I made a lot of money in adult books.
Selling them?
No, reading them is, of course, selling them. Were you from L.A.? You know those nightclubs out by the airport?
Those strip clubs?
I coined the phrase, all nude.
What do you mean?
That was mine. I bought two of the clubs that were going under. They were only using the word nude. I put up totally all nude.
Mm-hmm.
Double business in a month. I gotta take a piss. You wanna go?
Yeah.
Take it on!
I'm not leaving. I'm just going to take a piss.
Take a piss! Take a piss!
Hello?
Mr. Miller?
Yes?
I have a message for you, sir.
You do?
Yes. Here it comes.
Hi. Where are you? Okay. I'm going to sleep. Listen, tomorrow, when you're through, meet me by the front entrance, the main entrance. I'll be there. I miss you. Isn't that funny? Good night.
This is wild. Now, let me get this straight. You actually had sex with Benjamin Franklin?
Twice.
How was he?
He was fat, Bob.
I couldn't believe it when they told me.
It's wonderful. I forgot all about it.
He was willing to sleep underwater.
Marvelous.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. I'm Dick Stanley. I'm going to defend you today.
You what?
I'm going to defend you today. Mr. Diamond couldn't make it. I'm filling in for him.
He couldn't make it? Come on, you're playing with me.
Mr. Diamond will be back tomorrow.
How can you defend me? You don't know anything about me.
Mr. Miller, I use 51% of my brain. I know everything about you.
51%? That's clocked?
Clocked.
Impressive.
Oh, I'm going to lose. I can't start all over with you. I've lost.
Now, I operate a little differently from Mr. Diamond, but without tooting my own horn, I'm quite good at this. I'm familiar with every day of your life, and I want you to have confidence.
I'm going to lose.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Thank you so much. That was so nice.
It was nothing.
Good morning, Mr. Miller.
Good morning.
Your Honor, my defender is not here this morning, and I feel that under the circumstances, this puts me at a disadvantage.
It's quite common. Mr. Stanley will do fine. Let's begin.
Your Honors, today I would like to begin with an episode in the 24th year of life. Mr. Miller had been out of school and working for several years, and he had put aside $10,000 specifically to invest. Do you remember Mr. Miller?
One of Mr. Miller's good friends from school was the son of an executive of the Casio Corporation,
which at that time was a very small company and not doing particularly well. Mr. Miller had a dinner with his friend, Your Honors, at which he was given information, which comes along maybe once every 5-6 lifetimes. May we go to 24216, please?
They're gearing up now. They should start production in about 3 months.
Wow.
Buy as much stock as you can.
That sounds fantastic.
Wait. Switzerland keeps the time, Charles. Not Japan.
That's going to change.
I don't think so.
Wait, why can't Japan keep the time?
Because you need a society that's into precision to keep time. And with all due respect, Japan makes a hell of a radio, but they don't know beans about precision. Now, you come here and you tell me the Germans are going to start making watches. You got my money. What's the stock at today?
6.
Okay, here's my prediction. When word hits the street, you're at 3. You watch. Remember who said it.
Your Honors, for the record, the Casio Corporation is one of the largest manufacturers of timepieces in the universe.
I know who they are.
And for the record, Your Honors, his original investment of $10,000 would be worth $37.2 million today.
Wow.
I have nothing further to say at this time.
Mr. Stanley.
I'm fine.
You what?
He's not going to reply right now.
You're not going to say anything at all now?
You speak. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Geez, you are good. Listen, I'm not as smart as everyone here, but does this make me defective because I didn't make money on this? I can't believe that the whole point of the universe is to make money. I just can't believe that.
This has nothing to do with making money. We're looking at a judgment you made. And nobody dragged you from your home and said you have to invest $10,000. You chose to do that. You sought the investment. We're just looking at that choice. What did you finally invest in, Mr. Miller? Do you remember?
I think it was cattle.
Hmm?
Cattle.
What happened to the cattle?
I never got a straight answer. All I know is their teeth fell out.
Arrest.
Mr. Stanley, you're up.
No counter at this time, Your Honor.
Wait a second. You're not going to show something in my favor?
Not at this juncture, no. I think we'd do better to move on.
Shall we move on, Mr. Miller?
Sure, let's move on.
Your Honors, I would like to go to 29-4-5. This is the evening before Mr. Miller took the job in advertising he was to hold until his passing. He asked his wife to help him by playing a little game. Do you remember, Mr. Miller?
You asked her to act the boss so you could sharpen your tools in order to get what you wanted.
Do this for me, it helps.
Not now, I'm eating.
Come on, do it.
What do you want me to do?
Be him.
This is silly.
It's not silly, it helps me. Offer me $55,000, no more.
How much do you want?
How much are you offering me?
$55,000.
I can't work here for a penny under $65,000, I'm sorry.
Well, I can't pay you $65,000.
Then I can't work here.
$58,000.
$65,000.
$59,000?
$65,000.
$60,000?
$65,000.
$61,000.
Let me make it plain. I cannot take the job for under $65,000, under no conditions.
Your Honors, I would like to go directly to the next afternoon and show you the real encounter.
Danielle, I'm prepared to offer you $49,000.
I'll take it.
I'm going to get you a parking place.
Okay.
Why did you cave in so fast? I'm just curious. Why did you accept so much less money than you wanted and do it so quickly?
Here we go again with money. Obviously, this is all about money. Look, I'm guilty. I didn't make enough money, okay? Call me a hippie, send me to hell. I give up.
You keep thinking it's about money, but it's about fear. Why didn't you stand up to your boss the way you did to your wife? What happened in your mind?
Well, first of all, it wasn't my wife. It was a man with a suit, and the suit had an odor. And the odor said $49,000.
I like that very much.
So your nostrils told you you were worth less, is that what you're saying?
The process that a person goes through when they're accepting a salary is a complicated one. You don't know all my reasons. Anyway, we live fine on that money. That money was fine.
If you want to make it about money, you may do so. But we're looking at fear.
What was I afraid of?
You tell me.
49 grand's a lot of money.
I have nothing more to say at this time.
Mr. Stanley?
I'm fine.
I can't believe it. And you didn't want to toot your own horn.
Would you like to show something, Mr. Miller?
I got a raise 6 months later.
Well, if you'd like to show that, you let us know. Miss Foster?
Your Honors, at this time, I'd like to present a compilation of general misjudgments. Half of them fear-based, half of them just stupid. I've assembled 164 misjudgments over a 12-year period.
Congratulations.
Hi.
Hello, Daniel. Julia's told me a lot about you.
Really? She doesn't know that much about me.
She could have fooled me. Listen, I heard you had Dick Stanley in today.
How did you know that?
Sam uses 54% of his brain.
Dick Stanley's a good man. Quiet, but excellent.
Very quiet.
Julia, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. We have to do. We have to go to the Past Lives Pavilion. Everybody talks about it.
I don't know.
Don't you want to see who you were?
I hear some people don't like it.
Oh, you'll love it. Plus, they have the greatest hot dogs there.
What?
Seriously, the best hot dogs in Judgment City is supposed to be over by the Hall of Record.
You really love this eating thing, don't you?
To be able to eat as much as you want and never gain an ounce and feel great? Please.
reminds me of Disneyland.
I hope we're tall enough.
When you were on Earth, didn't you ever feel like you might have been other people? Did you ever see yourself in another life?
Never. You did?
I think I did. I think I might have been a heavyset man at one time.
Really? I doubt that.
You never saw yourself as anything.
Well, one time in college, I got really stoned, and I stared in this mirror for 2 hours until I finally saw someone who looked Chinese. But I think it was just me squinting.
Please take the first available booth on the left. The show will begin in 30 seconds.
Welcome to the Past Lives Pavilion.
Oh, my God!
In a moment, you will be asked to place your right hand on the plate next to you. An image of yourself in a former life will soon appear. When you have seen enough, simply remove your hand from the plate. Since we want to be fair and accommodate everyone, you will be limited to 5 past lives only. Thank you.
Please place your hand on the plate now.
What the hell is this?
Elizabeth! Time for supper, darling.
Be there in a moment, Mumsy.
What the hell's going on here?
So weird. You were a dressmaker. I was a tailor. Isn't that interesting? Can I have some?
No. You're gonna eat the stick too?
I can't get you out of my mind.
Tell me about it. You know, these screens are so tough for me, and yet when I see you, I instantly feel okay.
So that's great, right?
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with me. That's what worries me. I think you're doing it.
What? What am I doing?
I'm not sure. But I always read that you had to be okay with yourself first before you could be okay with another person. Now, I feel okay with you, but I don't know how okay I was with myself before I met you. So maybe you're making me okay.
You're not that okay.
Okay. All right, what's the score?
You're losing.
No.
We're tied.
Okay. Beauty.
Thank you.
You know that you never told me how you died? How did you die?
I don't want to talk about it.
Why?
It's embarrassing.
Embarrassing? What could be embarrassing? I was hit by a bus.
I tripped.
No.
Yes.
Seriously? You tripped?
Yes.
On what?
We went to visit some friends for the weekend. Everybody wanted to go into town, but I wanted to stay at the house and go swimming, so I went outside, tripped over the chaise lounge, hit my head on the cement, and rolled into the pool.
What did the East German judge give you? So seriously, did you feel anything? Were you unconscious? Were you scared?
I was pissed.
You died pissed.
I'm still pissed. I was a good swimmer.
Well, swimming's only part of the sport. You got to negotiate the patio furniture. You know, in the Olympics, they're taking that part very seriously.
The Romanians are excellent at it.
You make fun of me, I'm going to get you.
You've already got me.
Time to start.
Early in the morning.
I don't have to start till 3, so... You want to have dinner tomorrow night?
Actually, I thought I'd start dating others now. I have my eye on this 91-year-old.
Well, I'll be at the main entrance at 5 o'clock.
I'll be there.
If you get there early, just come to my screening room. You can take a look at some of my life. I'd like that.
So?
Good night.
Good night.
They give you those chocolate swans.
Swans?
They're cream filled. They're really delicious.
Swans? No. I think I'm just getting breath mints. That's a very, very nice outfit.
Thank you.
Do you like it here?
Mr. Miller, I'll make you a promise. When we're all through, if you still want to know about me, I'll be more than happy to tell you. But right now, let's concentrate on you, all right?
Good morning.
Well, well, look who's here.
Good morning. I missed you. How are you, buddy?
What do you care?
Oh, stop it. You think I'll let you down, don't you?
Where were you? I'm just curious.
I tell you, but you wouldn't understand.
Don't treat me like a moron. Try me.
I was trapped near the inner circle of thought.
I don't understand.
I told you.
Good morning.
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 Hi. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. Let's begin. Miss Foster, you're up.
Thank you, Your Honors. This morning, I would like to begin in the 34th year of life. Mr. Miller had accepted a speaking engagement to represent all of the West Coast advertising agencies in a very important speech to the Ford Motor Company. A situation where, if he did well, it could have worked wonders for his career.
Let's not make this the end of the world, okay?
May we go to 3477, please?
Like sardines.
Are you ready?
What?
I can't do it. There's too many people. I just look. There's too many people. I can't go out there.
You gotta go out there.
I can't go out there. This, something's happened to me. This is way, way too many people. I'm having horrible stage fright. I can't go out there.
Hey, you gotta go out there. A lot of people are counting on you. Come on.
I can't do it. I'm gonna make a fool of myself.
No, you're not.
I can't do it. I can't do it. My heart is racing. I can't do it. I am having some sort of anxiety.
Come on, you know this stuff. You look great.
Peter,
let's go.
I can't think straight. Now listen to me. That's too many people. I don't want to go out there. You have to cancel this.
Let's go quickly. You're on.
He's having a little bit of trouble. Just give us a second, all right?
Let's go. You've got a full house. It's packed. Let's go.
Peter, please. You'll be fine. Don't make me do this. You'll be fine. Please.
Good
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Would you please welcome our speaker for today from Foot, Cone & Belding, Mr. Daniel Miller.
I'll be right here if you need me.
Gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Nothing serious, but we have a gas leak under this room.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like you all to file out very orderly. This is only for precaution.
Your Honors, I would have shown this day to illustrate just how brave Mr. Miller is. With all the pain and panic and confusion going on in his mind, he still walked out to that microphone.
He never said anything.
There was a gas leak.
Yes, but he never went back and accomplished it. He never got up in front of a large group of people again.
Maybe he didn't want to.
Mr. Miller accepted that speaking engagement with a great deal of excitement. He wanted to be there. If he had accomplished that moment, I believe that the rest of his life would have gone in a much better direction. I'm positive of it.
You're positive of it? This one was wonderful. The rest of his life would have gone in a much better direction? Just incredible. Your Honors, I'd like to get off this scene and move on to something that I think will have a ball watching. This is damn exciting stuff. Daniel, where did this scene take place?
I don't know what you're going to show.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're going on to 3119, the snowmobile.
Oh. Big Bear.
Big Bear. Watch this, Your Honors. Just dynamite. How far did you have to go to get help?
About 3 miles.
You broke that leg in two places?
Yes, I did.
I'm proud of you. With no help, by himself, with as badly a broken leg as I've ever seen, this man crawled 3 miles to get help.
You can't be serious.
I'm sorry?
What did we just watch? That is self-preservation. He didn't risk his life. He saved his life.
Oh, I see. You're not a hero if you save your own life?
A hero? No. No, you're not.
You're not?
No. No one here is accusing Mr. Miller of not having a survival instinct. But we're here to see if he can overcome fear, not pain.
You don't see the fear in this situation?
What was he afraid of?
Well, how about death, for starters? I hope you realize, Miss Foster, it would be very hard to be a brilliant public speaker if you're lying dead in the snow.
Mr. Miller, for the record, you never rode a snowmobile again, did you?
Wait a second. Not because I was afraid, because I hated it. You have to believe me on this. This has nothing to do with fear. This is hate. This is a rotten contraption, Your Honors. First of all, it heats up like a toaster oven. I burn the hair off my thigh from my knee to my crotch. Singe it right off. Secondly, I don't know if it was the leather seat or if it was lined with fur, but years of rotting and drying out and getting wet. Mine smelled like an old sheepdog. Thirdly, it's very, very noisy. And they don't tell you about that. You don't find out until about the second hour when you can't hear anyone. You get off and have a snack and your friends are in a silent movie. And fourth,
Pardon the expression, but your balls vibrate for 3 weeks afterwards.
I'm very proud of you. Very, very good day. Very emotional day. What are you going to do tonight?
I'm going to see this woman.
Julia?
How'd you know her name?
Still don't get the big braid bit, do you? I'll see you tomorrow. You should feel good. You did very well. See ya.
Watch, here it comes again.
Look at her go.
Going back to the cat is wonderful.
What kind of cat was it, Julie?
Persian. Oh, I love Persian.
I'm sorry for the delay. I just have to see that again.
Oh, that's all right.
It was spectacular.
I think that's all for today. We'll meet one more time tomorrow, mostly for enjoyment's sake. Let's make it around 1 o'clock.
Hi.
Great. Daniel, nice to see you again. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. You have a good time tonight.
Thanks.
I will see you tomorrow at 1.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Listen, Sam told me about this amazing Italian restaurant. What do you say?
Very exciting stuff up there, really. It was like watching a Mutual of Omaha commercial.
You're just jealous.
You'll never know how much.
God. These portions are gigantic.
Oh, I'm so hungry. The residents love this place. It's supposed to be the best resident food in the area.
Really? Mm-hmm. Good clumps, huh?
Yeah.
Enjoy your meal.
Thank you.
So what was your favorite food in the whole world?
Turkey with stuffing.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't eat turkey.
Why not?
Well, when I was a kid, I had one as a pet, and I named it. And you can't eat something if you name it.
I wish someone had told me that years ago. I would have named ice cream.
Do you eat meat?
Sometimes. Not often. How about you?
I like fish.
Yeah, me too. What kind?
Well, salmon.
Yeah?
And I like the kind that live near the nuclear reactors in the rocks. I forget their name.
Glowfish?
That's right. They'd light up your house when you cook them.
How are you? How was your screening today?
Oh, very, very good.
Some
thank
fine
you.
Wine for yourself?
Yes, please.
Good,
what's
good.
Your name?
Eduardo.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Good. You're going to eat a lot with us tonight,
yes.
No?
Yes. What do you recommend, Eduardo?
You like pasta?
Very much.
I'm going to bring you 3 pounds of it, the best you ever tasted. You're going to love it. What about you, my friend? You like shrimp?
Yeah.
Well, we can make it so fresh you crawl up and put it in your plate themselves.
Aren't they high in cholesterol?
I don't know what you're talking about, but they're high in everything. Don't worry about it. I'll be right back.
Cheers. You have a jacuzzi in your room?
No. You do?
No, not in my room. No. It's in the bathroom. It might not even be a jacuzzi. Actually, I think it's just holes in the tub.
That's very sweet. You don't have to protect my feelings. I can take it. If you have a jacuzzi, I'm happy for you.
Okay, I do. I use it every night. It's just wonderful.
I'm happy for you.
I love it.
A lot of bubbles.
Here we are. Oh, you're going to love this.
Ooh.
And you are going to love this.
Oh.
There's 30 shrimp in there, and there's 30 more where that came from.
Wow, this looks delicious.
Oh, you like broccoli?
Yes.
You like it with a lot of cheese?
Yes.
That's my girl. What about you, huh?
Maybe just a touch.
You got it.
That's fine.
How many days you looking at, huh?
9.
Ooh. You like a pie?
I love pie.
I like you. I want to bring you 9 pies to take with you. A pie for every day.
Well, don't. Huh? I don't want to take any pie.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Don't worry about it. They'll keep.
Don't do it. Don't really.
Dig in, eh?
All right, but don't bring me anything. This is fine. Mm. Good? Mm. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
My prosecutor just sat down. Look. Don't look. I can't eat here.
What are you talking about? You're just eating dinner.
No, I'm not. I'm having 30 shrimp. I'm a pig.
Come on. Everybody eats like this here.
Yes, but everyone isn't having her watching. Mm. She'll have this little teeny resident portion. I'm eating a fishing boat. How are you? Please, let's leave.
No, you're being silly. I'm just eating.
Okay. Mm. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it. Where's that going to end? We're having fun when that's the important thing. See what's happening now? This woman's looking at that.
What?
This is causing me trouble. Don't look, don't look, don't look. Back, back, back. Back. Okay. Suck that up.
It's long.
Bite down now, please. Please bite. Bite, bite. We're through. This makes me very nervous.
I'm going to go to the ladies' room. I pray to God, when I get back, you've changed. Hi. You're Daniel's prosecutor, right?
Yes.
I just want you to know I think he's wonderful.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Julia.
Very pretty name.
Martin.
Hi.
Nice to meet you both.
What did I say?
So you don't forget, I bring this to you. Now you got 9 pies in here. You think that's going to be enough or you want more?
I didn't want these.
Hey, you told me to make these pies.
No, sir, I did not.
You said that.
No.
Yes, you did.
I have no place to put these boxes. Please, you're embarrassing me.
You shy. I'm going to bring you some steaks.
No steaks, no steaks! Hey, what's going to happen to you? Did Sam tell you anything?
He said I wouldn't come back to the hotel after tomorrow. That's all I know. I have to tell you something. I know you think I've got it all together.
You do?
Not quite. But one of the things I do know how to do really well is make things work. You know, I can take a situation and just make it okay. I've always been able to do that. But it's work. And this isn't, I don't know what this is, but it's, well, it's
effortless. I know.
And I've never, ever, ever had that before.
Tell me about it. I didn't think it was ever going to happen to me, so great. Where do we find it? In the pit stop?
Yeah.
Thanks, God.
Well, better this than nothing, I guess.
I guess.
Want to spend the night with me?
More than anything else in the world.
Oh, good. Come on.
No, I don't think I can.
can. I don't think I should.
Why?
Because this is already better than any sex I've ever had. Ever. And I don't want to screw it up. Literally.
Look, how do you know what's going to happen?
I don't. But let's say it's the most amazing thing that ever was. Then what am I going to do? By the looks of things, we're not going to the same place. So what, I'll just have to miss it forever and ever and ever? And what if it's not so good? And I won't even be able to fantasize about it. If I had a fire scene like you had today, I would feel differently, I'm sure. I'd stay here, I'd never leave. But I've been defending myself so hard these last few days, and I just don't want to be judged anymore. I have this wonderful feeling inside of me, but I'm just tired of being judged.
It's okay. I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you so much.
I love you, Daniel.
Oh, God, Julia.
I miss you.
Can you get me the Majestic Hotel, please?
Hold on, sir.
Majestic Hotel?
Yes, Julia. My God, I don't know her last name.
Excuse me, sir?
I've fallen in love with a woman in your hotel, and I don't know her last name.
I see. What's her first name?
Julia.
We have two Julias. Both of them have the Not Disturbs on.
Can you ring through, please? It's very important.
No, sir. I'm not allowed to do that.
But it's very important.
I'm sorry, sir.
Well, can I leave a message then? I guess for both of them.
Go ahead, sir.
Tell them both that I love them more than life itself, and I've never met anybody like them, and I'll miss them forever and ever.
Is that all, sir?
Yeah, that's all.
Thank you.
Has Mr. Miller overcome his fears, Your Honors? I believe that my final summation scene will prove to you that he has. Mr. Miller, your middle 30s were not particularly good for you, were they?
No.
A bad divorce left you with virtually nothing financially. You had about $9,000 to your name, correct?
Yes, sir.
Months before your divorce, you and your wife had purchased tickets to Hong Kong. You were going to go together, but after the separation, she cashed hers in. What did you do with yours?
I used it.
He used it. With only $9,000 to his name, with his life in a rut, Mr. Miller didn't do the safe thing. He could have cashed in that ticket. But Mr. Miller said, to hell with it, I'm going to Hong Kong. Now that alone, in my book, takes a lot of guts. But, Your Honors, it just begins there. let us go to 36916. This is Los Angeles International Airport.
You're in seat 41B.
B?
Mm-hmm.
Between A and C.
Yes, it is.
So I'm sitting in the middle of people all the way to Asia?
Yes, you are.
Is coach completely full?
Oh, yes.
Is there any space left in first class?
We have one seat left.
What is the price difference?
Round trip. It's an additional $3,194.
I'll take it.
Your Honors, this man just spent one-third of his entire life savings to be a little more comfortable. What does it say to you? As stressed out as he was, as crazy as his life was at that moment, somewhere inside of him, that little boy cried out, I need this. Don't worry about the money. We'll get it back. Be nice to me. And he was. Your Honors, I feel Mr. Miller is sufficiently past the fears that would keep him from becoming a remarkable citizen of the universe. I wholeheartedly recommend full onward movement. I rest.
Miss Foster, you're up.
Your Honors, at this point I would like to show my final summation scene.
Proceed.
My scene takes place not there, but here.
What? What are we doing? We're showing something from here?
Yes, we are.
I was told we're not doing that anymore.
No one told you that, Mr. Diamond.
What are we seeing?
Something from last night.
Mr. Miller, please watch this and tell me what you were feeling.
Last night?
Spend the night with me?
More than anything else in the world.
Good. Come on.
I don't think I can. I don't think I should.
Why?
If I had a fire scene like you had today, I would feel differently, I'm sure. I'd stay here. I'd never leave. But I've been defending myself so hard these last few days, and I just don't want to be judged anymore. I have this wonderful feeling inside of me, but I'm just tired of being judged.
You genuinely feel for this woman, don't you, Mr. Miller? Why didn't you stay with her last night?
I was afraid.
A little louder?
I was afraid.
I rest.
Well, this is a new one on me. Have sex with somebody and move right on. Is that the way it works, Miss Foster? I don't think you're being very understanding about the world that Mr. Miller just came from. It's filled with problems you no longer have. Deadly diseases, confusing identities, changing attitudes. How do you know that Mr. Miller wasn't worried about getting a disease?
Were you worried about getting a disease, Mr. Miller?
I didn't think she had a disease, no.
You didn't think, but you didn't know.
We're getting off the point.
We've never been near the point. You're getting him both ways. When he's courageous and follows it up with something you don't like, you show the follow-up. When there aren't any follow-ups, you blame him for not having any.
This is an example of something he wanted to do, and he didn't, because he was afraid. And this was just last night.
May I tell you what I think we just watched here? I think we just watched a man who was caring of another human being's feelings. He didn't know what this experience would do to her, so he was careful. But you blame him for this. I praise him for it. You call it fear, I call it thoughtfulness. To be caring about someone else's feelings. I'm sorry, but I hope we all can have that quality. Thank you.
Mr. Miller, Your final summation, please.
Well, I think it was thoughtfulness. And I would like to say something about this disease. Your Honors, I didn't think that Julia had a disease. But you must understand that right now on Earth, they're filling our heads with all these terrible things. They keep telling you over and over that you're not just sleeping with one person. You're sleeping with everyone they've ever slept with. And now that I've been to the Past Lives Pavilion, that could be 20,000 to 30,000 people. As far as the rest of my life is concerned, I truly believe I turned a corner. I know I had a few fears left, but I was taken very young, and I feel I could have conquered them. So, if you see fit to let me move forward, I promise you I will do the best I can. I will work very hard. I'll do whatever's required of me. I'll do the best I can. Honestly, I will. I'll do the best I can.
Is that all, Mr. Miller?
Yeah. But please just know that I'll...
Do the best you can?
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's all, everybody. Thank you.
It was nice to meet you. Good luck.
Well, that's it. Let's go back to my office and wait. We'll know in 30 minutes.
Judgment's in.
Surly.
Is that good?
Not good or bad. They don't waste any time. They must need the hotel space. So, what do you think of our fair city? We do a pretty good job here. I was at an Italian restaurant.
What does it say?
You're going back. Can I say something? Just because they're sending you back, that doesn't mean that they're right. They can make a mistake. You shouldn't let others get to you like this. Just follow what's in here. Come on. I'll take you to the station.
Tram 7 and 8 to onward destinations.
This is something. We'll never get over it. The organization is amazing. All these different trams going to all these different places.
All tunnels now operational.
These are yours. Your boarding card, your various ID pieces, all the things you're going to need. Now, you're not going to remember any of this, so don't worry. You're not going to kick yourself forever. Just take the opportunities when they come, okay?
Passengers going back to Earth, please board trams on your left. Passengers moving onward, board trams on your right.
Well, this is it. Good luck, kid. I got a lot of faith in you.
I can take that here, sir. There you go. You keep those and follow the yellow line.
All trams now operational.
Right here, sir.
All personnel, please prepare for departure.
Thank you.
tried to call you, but I didn't know your last name.
Oh.
I won't let you go. I won't let you go.
Help! Help!
Oh! Help!
Hold on. Hold on. Just please hold on. Hold on.
I love you.
I love you.
Open this up! Damn it, open it up!
Please, open the door!
Julia, wait for me! Wait for me!
Brave enough for you?